This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Ask for your prayers today for our daughter and son-in-law, Elizabeth and Colby, and their three kids flying from Dallas today to back to Germany. They've been in Dallas for the last 2 weeks. I don't want to say that the other set of grandparents are in competition with this, but my counterpart in Dallas took the kids to a firehouse, and they got to hold the hoses and shoot them and get in the fire truck and all. I took them to Burger King, you know. No, they did some neat things while they were here with some of you people that are here today. But I know how I'm going to top this. I've already figured it out. Next year when they come, I'm taking them to Waynesville Airport. We're going to go skydiving. There's no way that Elizabeth's father-in-law can top that. If you had told me 25 years ago, all the scandal and all the stuff that's going on with Bill Cosby, I wouldn't have believed you. Because like many people, I believed that Bill Cosby was a role model. He was kind of the nation's dad with the role he played as Dr. Huxtable, I think was his name, on the TV show in the 90s. And I'm just dumbfounded by what's happened. And I'm not going to dwell on any details. All I'm going to say is this. One of the legal issues that's come up with all the scandal connected with him is the term statute of limitations. It's too late to prosecute some of these crimes or to even just approach it because of the time. And I just want to begin by sharing this thought with you because it relates to the message about repentance today. There is no statute of limitation when it comes to sin. None. Do you know that? Do you understand that? The Lord doesn't say, well, that happened 25 years ago, what you did, and I know you never repented of it. I know you never acknowledged it to anybody. You never sought forgiveness from the people you hurt. But it's 25 years, I'm going to let it slide. That's not taught in Scripture anywhere. A group of 9 evangelical leaders was asked years ago by a national publication, Christian publication, to write 300 words about coming to Christ. 300 words. Would you believe that, if my memory's right, 6 of the 9 in telling people what they needed to do to become a Christian didn't even mention the word repentance? They didn't even mention a synonym for repentance. 6 of the 9 telling people, and yet it's one of the most important words we're going to read today in a few minutes, where Jesus said, unless you and I repent, you know what he says? You'll perish. It's a nice way of saying you're dead. Spiritually, unless you and I repent, we will also likewise perish. That's what Jesus said. It's not my idea. And so we're going to talk about an unpopular concept that's not talked about today. It's certainly not politically correct. And yet I would be remiss. I would be sinning if I said, I'm going to skip chapter 3 as Kevin and I are divvying up the passages in Luke and say, well, I don't want to preach about repentance. It's just not popular to talk about that. That would be a crime in my mind. We're going to read about John the Baptist, who's the way preparer for Jesus. He's preparing Jesus' ministry coming. And I think it's interesting, to prepare the way for Jesus, he calls people to repentance. Does that say anything to you or me? To prepare the way for Jesus in your life maybe means repentance on your part and my part.
Well, we'll actually begin tomorrow's message with the reading of the text from Luke 3 on the subject of repentance. I don't know if you remember the first message just 3 weeks ago from the last chapter of Luke, where Jesus said that repentance and forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name. That's the essence of the ministry of Jesus, calling people to repentance and forgiveness of sins. We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.